don't know how it's gonna go. But...
Okay, so every other year, Halloween.
Uh huh. Yeah, okay. Odd numbers.
Okay, good to know.
Odd numbers. Remember that.
Yeah, yeah,
remember that.
All right. Well, here we go. Welcome to What in East Dallas is Going On.
I'm Camille.
And I'm Rich.
And we're here today with Liz from Electric Lizzyland.
Yes, ooh. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Electric Lizzyland.
Yeah.
It's cool, so
name.
Fun.
I know. It's a cool name.
Who came up with the name?
Well, Lizzyland, my friend Kelly Kemp came up with. And then there was this fella named Dylan Hollingsworth who put the electric park on it. Because he used to come and take pictures. And he said, Electric Lizzyland. I was like, yes.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, this is fantastic. I actually wish Hayes was here. So Hayes, our sound engineer, isn't here today. So no. He's out.
And he's...
Under the weather.
Under the weather. And he's very familiar, though, with Lizzyland, as am I.
Yes. And now I am.
Now Rich is.
So I've never been, because obviously I'm the newbie here in East Dallas,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So he's not been by and seen all the lights and the people and...
Well, this year.
Yeah.
I'm coming this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to take a ton of photos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll
bringing the family.
Yes, you should.
All right. So first of all, this is like super cool because I went to your website and I was seeing the videos and stuff. And it is it's like you could charge for this type of thing. I mean, it's like better than some of the stuff you do pay for.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So how did you get started doing this? First of all, I just got to know.
Well, I somehow got my hands on like 8,000 multi-lights, just the mini lights. And I lived on a fourplex over on Prospect Avenue. And I just put them all over the fourplex, had a party. And I was like, this is awesome. And then the next year, I just had ideas. And so it just kind of started getting bigger. And
what year was this?
This was 97.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a minute.
Yeah, right. And then this friend of mine who lived next door, we called him Pig Boy. He had a pig. He made this... A bunch of us got together and made this polar bear, and then we had this polar bear skating on this weird little pond, and it was just like, we just have these ideas and just started making stuff, and then I wanted these stars, so I made these stars, and I don't know, it just
great.
Started growing, and I just got bit. I mean, it was just
you love it.
A thing.
Okay, but you have a job, I mean, you work. Doesn't it take like a lot of time to do this?
Every spare moment.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Totally. Yeah.
How long does it take you to set everything up?
I don't know. I mean, 6 to 8 weeks. I already started on what I call the Christmas tunnel, and then I also started making new glitter panels already.
Are you kidding me? 6 to 8 weeks?
Yeah, it takes a long time because it's just me for the most part.
And it's a big production. I mean, wait till you see it.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it is a lot of stuff.
Now, where do you keep everything?
At my house. Yeah, you know, on my property.
Okay.
Yeah.
Storage.
But now your address is not on Prospect anymore.
Right. Yeah. I'm a New Illian now.
Yeah,
I'm on
so
Newell
let's,
Avenue.
Let's give the audience your address so they can drive by.
714 Newell Avenue.
Newell Avenue.
Yep. Newell Avenue. How do you spell that?
N-E-W-E-L-L.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's down like Hollywood Heights area.
That's right, Hollywood baby.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so now you do Christmas, but then you do Halloween.
I do Halloween, yep.
Okay. Every other year.
Every other year.
Yeah, it used to be I did every year, but then it just like everything has to be bigger and better, so...
Yeah. So is it a whole new set of lights or some like stay with you through?
Yeah, a lot of them stay with me. Okay. I mean, I have to do inventory. I've already done all of my inventory and testing, and then I go out and buy what I need and go through all those. And I have to always buy new stuff because like my roof and the Christmas tunnel always have to be new and bright because you know how they fade.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
like that. Yeah. So then they get demoted.
Oh. So now one of the coolest things I think that you have is she has these dollhouses, if you will, right?
I call them dioramas.
Dioramas.
Uh-huh.
And so you look in the windows and there's the little people and all sorts of things inside. It is so cool. I mean, that to me is so much work.
I got lost in that. Yeah. The first ones, the ones that are in the window inside.
Yeah.
At 2 a.m, I was like, got the idea. I was like, oh. So I just got cardboard boxes and started cutting them up and painting them and putting all my little people in there. And yeah, that's
it is
fun.
The coolest thing.
I mean, are you naturally like artistic like that?
I don't know. I just have ideas.
Just goes with it.
But I mean, you know, you obviously execute them. So I'm watching a video on your website. So you can go to Electric Lizzyland on it's a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Right now. And there's some videos. I mean, some cool aerial shots.
Oh, that one.
I mean.
With the drone, that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it is... Okay, so how do you keep from blowing fuses?
Well, I've blown a lot of fuses. I've had lots of fires, blew up a generator. I've blown up some stuff.
Have you?
So I've just kind of learned by doing. You know, I've gotten shocked a lot. I've gotten a lot of stuff, but I finally figured it out.
I mean, I'm amazed just by looking at this video.
Yeah, it's so cool when you go there. I mean, how many visitors do you think you get?
Yeah.
I don't know, a bunch.
Year.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a lot. It's when a I've lot. Gone, there's like a lot of people there hanging out, getting pictures.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, yeah
it is
like
so
it.
Much fun.
So when did you move to the new location?
2003.
Okay, and then did it start off small, and then each year did it just get bigger and bigger and bigger?
Yes, it got bigger and bigger. And when I moved there, it's such a smaller setting than a two-story duplex, which is where I was before.
Okay.
That two-story fourplex, that I knew it was going to be more intimate. I knew that I had to go up, so I knew I had to do the roof. Then a friend and I built the little pulley system that holds the stars, so it could be above my roof. So I just knew that, you know, I had to go up.
Yeah.
And I was so lucky to have that gigantic Christmas tree.
Oh.
That was part of,
How big is the Christmas tree?
It used to be not so big. Now, I don't know. It's huge. I have a, what do I rent, like a 38-foot boom lift, and it just doesn't even make it to the very tippity top.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's big.
This is so crazy that somebody in our neighborhood does stuff like this.
I know, I love it.
How long have you been in East Dallas?
Oh golly, 95.
So you moved, where did you move from?
Richardson.
Okay, so you were born here in the Dallas Metroplex.
Yeah, at Presby.
Really?
Yeah.
So a real Dallasite.
Yeah, rarity. Yeah.
They're rare.
Yeah.
They are rare.
Okay, and then you moved here in 95.
Yep.
And that was your first place in the quadruplex.
Uh huh.
And now what do you do for work?
Walk dogs.
You walk dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Have you always done that?
I've done it since 05.
Okay.
Yeah,
since
walk dogs.
05.
And pet sitting, like everything from snakes and rats to dogs and cats.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Snakes?
Rats?
Ooh. Don't snakes
don't get
rats?
Them together. Don't get them
hedgehogs.
Together.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is super cool. So do you still do that now?
Yeah, I mainly just do dog walking. Sometimes some cat sitting.
Okay. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's easier, huh? Gosh, you could stay like really busy.
I could.
Yeah, but why?
I'm good. I'm busy.
She's busy enough. Yeah. I mean, listen. She has to get Lizzie Land set up.
That's right.
I know. She's got 2 months to set that thing up. Okay, so whenever you moved here and you started doing that whole thing, right? And then when did you realize you were onto something? Like, this is super cool. And then why do you do it?
Well, for one thing, people like it and I get to have a big party. So I like that. I just love it. I love having a vision. And then a lot of times I struggle to make it come to fruition. And sometimes I don't. But the best is to have a vision and make it come to fruition.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. It's challenging.
It's challenging.
Yeah.
I like that, actually.
Yeah. I like that you just do it because you love it. Like, it brings you joy and it brings others joy.
It does.
The glitter panels killed me. I just couldn't figure it out, like how to light it. Uh-huh. And I couldn't sleep. And I came up with all these ideas, like poking holes and poking the lights through the holes and using rope lights. And it all was just horrible. So then I was just like, just lights, just shine lights on it. So easy, so simple.
And then
so
boom.
Yeah, so just, I don't know, just stuff like that. And like the dioramas, those were really fun.
And how
to
many
do.
Of those do you have now? You have quite a few.
I have three, this cardboard ones that are actually in the window. And then I think I have like four bigger ones that are under the big tree.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
And do you have people, like friends, that are like, here, I want to donate this?
Yeah, I'll come
Christmas
home and
stuff.
Have stuff. Like, I've already come home, and I got up one morning, and there was this little rat holding a little thing of cookies. He was a little plastic rat with lights, and I think I squealed a little bit when I saw him. And so he showed up, and then I had a box of, you know, those like 1960s, 1970s little weird figurines that are like made of ornaments. Or it's a bunch of box of those. So, yeah.
People do donate stuff.
They do. Stuff just shows up.
I can't imagine her electric bill. Okay, so what is your neighbors think?
They love it.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, we live in such a cool spot.
I know.
You know, if you live in a neighborhood with an HOA.
They might hate me a little. I don't know.
Yeah,
you could be getting complaints, you know.
Yeah, that's what I love about living in Dallas. There's not really too many restrictions unless you're a historical area, but.
But even then, that's for a good reason.
Yeah, it's for a good reason.
It's not so everyone's brick is the same color.
Right.
You know what I mean? No, that I love that you do that for the community, because things like that, it brings people together.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's kind of needed now more than ever, you know, especially being so focused on like just this area,
yeah.
this location.
And so let me ask you, because when it comes to Christmas decorations, my pet peeve is taking them down.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it yours as well? I mean, you have so many.
It's not so bad. I mean, it goes a lot faster. Like the roof that takes me days, it takes like 45 minutes to get all the lights off of it.
No way. Yeah.
The roof takes forever. But the twining of all the trees takes just as much time as it did going up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
because you have to put everything away.
Yeah, you got to keep it organized.
Yeah, it has to be organized.
Up and things like that.
So do you buy the lights that if one bulb goes out, the whole thing is jacked up?
Well, okay, yeah. So I buy those mini lights, and they'll have one that, if one breaks, that kind of thing. But, I mean, I've learned to deal with them. Like, you can rebuild them. You can just touch your finger to the wires and make them touch, and then it redoes a connection.
Yeah.
Like if it's just a broken bulb.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Yeah, sometimes I'll just hot glue it, and just so it'll stay in place if I just happen to have a glue gun, or I'll just move it with my finger. And then there's always some that don't work that are in the middle of that whole thing on my roof that I have to crawl out and give it a poke. I know which ones to poke. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm watching. So who did this video?
My friend Sam across the street. He has a drone.
This is just the coolest flipping thing. You know, it's funny because you could see. So if you go, once again, go to her Facebook page.
Electric Lizzie Land.
Yeah, Electric Lizzie Land. Mm-hmm. And you could see like the rest of like the Dallas lights and stuff. And then you see her house and it's like the fair.
Yeah, it glows. There's so many lights.
I mean, the stars and everything. Okay, well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back with Miss Electric Lizzie Land.
Liz.
We're going to get into why she actually does this.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Did you know that East Dallas has over 200,000 residents?
And over 1.1 million visitors every single month.
And you have the opportunity to reach them.
If you're interested in partnering up with us on the website, visit eastdallas.com.
Or on this show at What in East Dallas is Going On.
Connect with us.
Our email is connect@visiteastdallas.com.
That's connect@visiteastdallas.com. Thank you for supporting the show. And thank you for being a part of East Dallas.
And we're back with Liz.
This is with Electric Lizzie Land.
Hey.
Electric Lizzie Land. I still can't stop looking at these photos on our Facebook page. Okay, so the Grey Goose bottles.
Yeah.
Like in all the bottles that are upside down.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You still do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my walkway. Yeah, the first time I did that, I had the idea. And so I went through everybody's recycling and got all these bottles. And I put them out. And then it was still daytime. I was like, this just looks like a bunch of junk. So I went to the landing, had a few drinks, came back. It was dark. I was like, oh,
see?
So then I just started collecting cool bottles, and my brother's the one who's donated all those Grey Goose. But
he drinks a lot of vodka.
Yeah, he likes vodka.
We need to do a Grey Goose commercial.
I know. I mean, you know a guy, you know? Camille?
I might.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so I didn't know this. So you do the Easter.
Yeah.
The big Easter party and parade they do out there in Hollywood Heights.
The New Willian Easter Parade. That's it.
Yeah, it's fun too.
Is it?
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun.
Is there an Easter egg hunt?
There is. There's a kid Easter egg hunt, and then across the street, there's an adult Easter egg hunt.
That's the one I want to do.
There you go.
Yeah. Do you have like minis? I'd put minis in the eggs.
Minis?
Yeah, like the little minis.
Mini liquor bottles.
Oh, yeah, we do that. Those are, little bottles of booze. Yeah.
Yes.
We do that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't. There's not I don't have an original thought anymore. Okay, so seriously, so why do you do this? I mean, it's just because it seems to keep you pretty busy.
Well, I have to be busy. I mean,
are you one of
idle
those
hands,
people?
Man? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, idle hands. But no, I love it. It's fun for me. It's fun for other people.
So, well, I mean, you didn't do it during COVID, right?
I did do it during COVID. You bet.
I skipped 1 year.
COVID, I had my Halloween party, and it was very small, but I did do Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. It was good. I thought
for some reason you skipped 1 year during COVID. Okay. No. I mean, it's all outside, so.
Yeah, totally.
I'm sure the neighbors really loved it during COVID.
I think they did.
You know.
How long does it stay up?
It'll start bugging me, like usually the day after Christmas, and people, they're like, okay, just keep it up through New Year's. I'm like, it's bugging me.
Yeah.
Because it's constant maintenance, and it's just, I can't control it. It's like there comes a point where I'm just like, it's got to go.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, because most people, I keep my stuff up through New Year's.
I do too, but I'm like you, like right after New Year's Eve, I'm like, oh, that's bugging me. It's got to go.
Although yeah, once it's bugging me.
Yeah.
Although we do have some Christmas up from last year that we left on a shelf going up to our bar.
Too.
Yeah, and we just forgot about it. And so we're just like, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
some people, you know, they just drape their Christmas tree and undrape it.
Oh,
at Christmas.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm not that lazy.
That doesn't sound very fun.
No, I know. Right.
No, I mean, part of the whole thing is actually putting it together to me.
Yeah. And so, Liz, there's no official opening day, right? It's kind of as you feel like it, as it comes together.
Yeah. Like it's never truly finished. Let's just be honest here. But there comes a point when I got to just turn it all on and do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
We need to find her a sponsor.
Yeah.
How many people? I know.
She doesn't want to.
I'm good.
You know what? And that's,
but thank you.
That's funny, though, because like that's actually what makes it good.
Yeah. That it's just you.
It's just you. It's genuine. It's organic.
Yeah. No charge for admission. Just come, check it out, enjoy.
Yeah.
And tell your friends.
And tell your friends about Electric Lizzie.
Yeah. I mean, we usually go with a hot toddy in hand.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's the way.
Yeah.
We're going this year together.
Yes, definitely.
We should report from there.
We're definitely going to get some pictures. Yeah, do a live.
Do a live for Instagram.
And get pictures and so forth. Pictures. So the news has been out to talk to you multiple times. Uh-huh. And I'm sure just, you know, I mean, because it's great. And then you were on the show. What was the show?
The Great Christmas Light Fight.
Yeah. So what did that entail?
It entailed getting up really early. Like I had to start, instead of starting like back then, I'd probably start November 1st. Uh-huh. I had to start in August because they shot in October.
Oh.
And so it's pretty much everything is hot glued. So like that was back when I hot glued all the lights and stuff to the front of my house, to the side of my house. And I still do my roof is all still hot glued. And so I would do the front of my house. I'd tarp it so the sun wouldn't melt it all off. I'd come home and it just all the melt. I was just like, oh my God. So I'd have to redo it.
I just thought about something. How many hot glue sticks do you go through?
A trillion.
I mean, because those things are only like this big.
Yeah. Oh, I've got the long ones.
She's got the mega one, still. The mega gun.
Still.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, because the heat from the sun melted.
Yeah, once, I don't know, it's like the roof never melted off because I would have to do that like at 3 a.m. when it wasn't hot at all, right? But the stuff on the front of the house was a beating.
Was it?
Yeah. Yes, because it would. I had it tarped, and the wind would blow, and it'd blow my tarps around, and knock my lights off, and it was hilarious.
So did you that year just keep it up all the way through?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and I missed Halloween for the first time.
Oh,
what? But I lived to tell, so it was okay.
Well, and did you win? Was it?
I did not. My that's the funny thing. If you ever see the show, my electricity blew up. And the fire station had to come, and I didn't have electricity for a week.
Oh, my gosh.
So what happened? Awesome.
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I wanted to add more electricity so that I wouldn't have this issue, right? So, unfortunately, the fella who came out and did the main service, I was just like, is that supposed to be touching the trees? And he was like, oh, no, it's okay. And I'm like, I don't think it's okay. And so everything was going. The judges showed up, and then there's this flicker. And I'm like,
when the judges were there.
Yeah, dude. And then I'm like, and then they kept doing this front part. Like they kept reshooting it over. I'm like, please just keep going. And flicker, flicker. And then boom. And people squealed. And then this guy in the back was yelling, Liz, there's a fire. So I'm running back there. And one of the crew members had put it up. But the actual service that goes to my house is sitting on trees. And it melted and caught on fire.
And, yeah, oh, my goodness.
I know. So it was kind of,
that'd be like a transformer blowing
it was
up.
Kind of awesome in a way, you know, but
it's like family vacation,
kind of a bummer.
The Christmas version.
Yeah. But,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. So,
nothing has ever happened like that since.
Nothing like that. That was probably the most dramatic. I mean, I've had little fires and, you know, stuff like that.
Did they have that on the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the camera guy was following me through the house, and I'm running.
How'd you put out the fire?
Oh, crew member, I had a fire extinguisher, and he grabbed it and put it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you have safety precautions, obviously.
Yeah, I try to keep fire extinguishers around. I've learned, you know. But since then, I don't know, I just kind of have learned, you know.
How to
like, I pretty much just know where everything goes now.
Should be great for 4th of July.
Used to do a 4th of July when I lived on Prospect.
Really?
Yeah, we blew up all kinds of stuff.
Gosh, I could see you awesome. Doing that. Awesome.
No. And, I mean, if you're not most people in East Dallas are familiar with Hollywood Heights. It's older homes, older wiring. I mean, did you have to update a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's funny. I still have the same wiring. Like, I used to run everything through my house. You couldn't turn a light on. I had, headlamps all through. You can turn a light on in my house without blowing a breaker. So my brothers came over and helped me. We wired some stuff, and then I had another friend wire some stuff. And then finally, I have a friend who used to do all the electricity for the fair, and he said, let's get you a temporary panel. So he helped me put in a 200-amp temporary panel, and now I've updated to 320-amp service, so I'm good.
So you're good.
I'm golden, yeah.
So you can turn your lights on inside while it's going on?
So fancy, yeah.
Can you see it if you're, like, sleeping? Do you still see it, or what time
it's off.
Okay, yeah. What time do you shut everything off?
Whenever I feel like it. Yeah.
When everybody leaves.
The crowd stops.
Yeah, I mean, there comes a point, you know, because I'm out there every night drinking whiskey, hanging out. And
gosh, I like her. So,
I know.
But, yeah, so I don't know. It's various times. So I've learned to where I kind of put, like, 6:30 to 10 or midnight or whatever it's going to be on board. But I'm just not good at that, you know.
Organization like that.
Yeah, well, I'm organized, but I like doing what I feel like doing.
Yeah. Of course.
Gosh, isn't that horrible?
You know what?
It's your like light show. Do what you want.
You're talking to an entrepreneur, so I'm like, I am.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
I love that.
And you do it 7 days a week when it's on, right?
Pretty much, unless I have something going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
And you have pictures of you. Here's all your stuff in the boxes, and there's pictures of you standing on the lift.
Oh yeah, the boom. Yeah, that thing's pretty cool. Yeah.
How high is that?
I want to say it's like 35, 38 feet, 40. I'm not really sure.
How many extension cords do you have?
Trillions. I don't know, man. Miles of extension cords. I'm always getting them at garage sales and estate sales. And yeah.
Okay. So we're recording this a little bit early. And so we're releasing this, you know, right before.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like 1st of December, which you say usually like mid-December, have everything up and going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so by the time you're listening to it, it'll probably be next week is when she's going live.
Yeah, sometime around there. And you always do announce on Facebook when it's going live.
Yeah, it'll be on there.
So just watch the Facebook page, Electric Lizzie Land.
Electric Lizzie Land.
Yeah.
Lizzie Land is all together.
Yes, all one word. I mean, it pops up pretty quick when you...
No, I did. Yeah, it does. There's like 2,700 followers. Well, I can't wait to see it. Liz, I'm super stoked about it, and we have that, and we already have plans for Easter.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you back and talk about the Easter parade and party.
Right on.
Yeah.
Get some photos. All right. Well, that's awesome. Well, we're super excited to I'm excited to be here in East Dallas for the holidays because I've been
first
gone.
Holiday here, right? You've been out
no,
of
no,
town?
No, no. This will be my second time here because normally we go somewhere.
Right.
But we're staying here at least through Christmas.
Okay. Well, have drinks out of Electric Lizzie Land.
What kind of whiskey do you drink?
I'm really into Angel's Envy Rye right now.
Are you serious?
That's so good.
Really? What? Isn't that a higher proof?
I don't know. It's just really good.
Angel.
She just likes it.
Because the ryes are usually stronger.
Oh, I don't know, but it's really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
This show is not sponsored by.
It could be sponsored by.
It could be sponsored by. All right. Well, I tell you what. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
We are super stoked about going over there. And
We'll make sure and knock on the door. She's usually outside.
Oh, I'll be outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
be I'm going to bring her a bottle.
Yeah, we'll bring you something.
Wow, hot dog.
I might have some old decorations I could donate to. I'm
sweet.
Not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. We have some right here in the back behind this little door here.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Only cool ones. I would only give you cool ones.
Of course.
Yeah. I'll just give her everything. You know what? She's creative enough. She's going to figure out
She'll
something
come
to do with
something.
It. Yeah. All right. Well, Camille, that's all I got for right now. So, yeah. What in East Dallas is going on?
I don't know. Stick around. We'll find out.
Next week. All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.